President Barack Obama made a brief stop at the Port of Wilmington today, where he announced a new initiative designed to boost private sector investments in the nation's infrastructure. The executive action comes as Congress works on a short-term solution to keep the U.S. Highway Trust Fund from running dry. WHYY's Shirley Min reports.
At the Port of Wilmington, with the temporarily closed I-495 bridge behind him, President Obama introduced what he called the Build America Investment Initiative.
And as part of it, we're creating a one-stop shop for cities and states looking to partner with the private sector to fund infrastructure projects. First-class infrastructure attracts investment, and it creates first-class jobs. Unfortunately, right now, our investment in transportation lags behind a lot of other countries.
The initiative seeks to turn the federal government into sort of a matchmaker, linking private investors with cities and states. The feds hope to help both sides navigate the complexities of private financing to build things like roads, bridges, and water systems. Obama said the initiative can be fully paid for by closing tax loopholes. He didn't make clear how he can do that without the cooperation of Congress. He was clear, though, about how he views the urgency of the effort.
We got $2 trillion worth of deferred maintenance in this country, in roads and bridges and sewer systems, and we could put a lot of people back to work right now.
This comes as Congress struggles to keep the Highway Trust Fund from becoming insolvent. Obama says such an action on Capitol Hill is why he's taking executive actions like this. The Delaware Republican Party called the president's visit a photo op to mislead Americans into accepting unnecessary tax increases. From the Delaware desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.